This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, talk about some new vehicles that he and his team have driven, and also look back at some kind of funny stories from the automotive past. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It is toll-free, so feel free from anywhere across North America. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer the email, that's fine with me, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, sliding up to the microphone right now is a gentleman who's one of our regular contributors. He is an esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of Consumer Guide. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show Tom Appel. Tom, thanks for your time. How are you doing?
I am good. Thanks for having me.
Let's begin with a little family story. I really enjoyed reading this article about your daughter going to a teen defensive driving school, and I think it was really cool for you to put your own personal story out there for everybody to read.
Yeah, this is really exciting. This particular driving school, it's a teen defensive driving program. It's put on by the Autobahn Country Club in Joliet, Illinois. This is a private driving country club. They have a racetrack up there, and they do a lot of events for manufacturers and for private citizens with a lot of money. And they began this teen driving program several years ago, and they made sure I was aware of it one time when I was up there for covering a story for work. And when my daughter was finally old enough, we took the trek up to Joliet, I should say down to Joliet, Illinois from Chicago, to take part. It's a day-long event. It's the better part of a full day. And it involves three full track events, or I should say dynamic driving events and some classroom time, and completely worth the effort. And I think this is the sort of thing that everyone should consider taking their kid through, because nothing in regular driver's ed prepares you for handling an emergency situation like this.
That is so true, and lots of parents don't really stop and think about it. I mean, lots of kids today might have driver's education through their high school for a private school, but that's just the basics of driving. What this gives is the kids a real leg up when it comes to conditions such as bad weather, low traction conditions, skidding, and plus at this particular locale to get the opportunity to get behind the wheel of a BMW.
Yeah, on top of everything else, it's just a lot of fun. My daughter reluctantly admitted that she had fun driving the BMW i3, that's the small electric car, on a wet surface, because there's a lot of traction, a lot of torque there, and the car would go sideways easily, which was the point of the demonstration. So, yeah, I think kids will have some fun doing it as well. It costs a little bit of money. This particular course is $400 if you're in the Illinois area. This particular course is certified by the state of Illinois, but there are courses like this across the country. And if you can't find one on your own, call your insurance agent. They can usually point you in the direction of one.
Excellent, and it's a great story, folks. You should check it out at consumerguide.com in the blog section, which is called The Daily Drive. Let's talk about some new vehicles that you guys have had an opportunity to test in recent times, including the 2017 Honda Civic Si sedan. Honda has done quite a bit of work to the Civic in recent times. Tell our listeners a little bit about your experience with the Si.
Yeah, the Civic Si, for people who don't know, is a Honda Civic. It's sportier trim. It uses the 1.5-liter turbocharged engine that they're now putting in a lot of their Civics that's goosed up for a little bit more horsepower. Very entertaining vehicle. If you like the Honda Civic, if you like Si's from the 80s or 90s, and you remember how much fun they were, this car won't let you down. Completely practical, fun to drive, easy on the mileage, but just a little bit more fun than your average run-a-day Civic.
Absolutely. Another cool vehicle that you had the opportunity to test drive was for Mercedes-Benz. It's the 2017 Mercedes C300 4MATIC Cabriolet. As Mercedes continues to expand their line of convertibles, you didn't used to be able to get a C-class Mercedes, which competes with the 3 and 4 series BMW, in convertible form. Certainly, visually, this vehicle looks really cool. And tell us a little bit about how it drove.
Yeah, this is the, as you mentioned, the compact Mercedes. And the C-class Mercedes are every bit Mercedes as much as E-class or S-classes. They are tight. They are structurally sound. The interiors are fantastic. You just went smaller. You didn't get less Mercedes. And it works so well as a convertible. This is a soft-top convertible, but it goes up and down at about 15 seconds. With the top down, it feels as rigid as it would a fixed-roof coupe. There's no quake. There's no shake. It's just a really nice convertible. It's easy to use. On the road, this is the 300, so it uses Mercedes' 2-liter turbocharged engine, which is really smooth. You'd have to really pay attention to realize it's a 4-cylinder engine. Works just great with their new 9-speed automatic. This is a nice car. This is a nice convertible. Obviously, you're paying Mercedes-Benz money for the car, but you know that going in.
Yeah, absolutely. The base price on the vehicle that Tom and his team checked out was $52,900, not including a $925 destination fee. And when all was said and done and had a number of special packages and 19-inch AMG wheels, a sport package, $69,125. So certainly an expensive vehicle, but not too many convertibles are available with all-wheel drive, especially for passenger convertibles. And certainly I very much appreciate the styling of Mercedes in recent times. They've become so much bolder, Tom. There was a time when Mercedes was quite conservative, but you got to love the design direction in the last 5 to 10 years. They've turned out some really beautiful-looking vehicles.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I'm glad you mentioned the all-wheel drive because I forgot to mention that. And the soft top on this is really tight. When the roof is up, it feels like a coupe, which makes this really a viable all-season vehicle, even up here in the north in the Chicago area. You've got the all-wheel drive traction. You've got what basically amounts to hard top isolation. It's just a four-seasons car now.
Which is great, and lots of folks, think about convertibles being sold primarily in the Sunshine States, but I know for a fact that a whole lot of convertibles are sold in states like Illinois, like Michigan, like Massachusetts. So it isn't just for the folks in sunny California or Florida. So if you've ever had a hankering for a convertible, check out some of the offerings that are out there. Because the other thing, too, we should point out, Tom, not only do folks these days have the opportunity in certain flavors to get the retractable hardtop, but the thing that really surprises me anytime I get an opportunity to drive a convertible is how far the convertible top, the traditional convertible top, has come. And as you pointed out, with these modern-day convertibles, when everything is up, it's so well insulated, you don't feel as if you're actually in a soft top at all.
No, it's amazing. Most of these now are these incredibly complicated, high-tech, three-layer affairs. And it is astonishing how well they isolate from the outside. The quietness is there. There's absolutely no temperature leak. In fact, they might actually insulate from the weather better than might a hardtop, because there's no metal there to transfer heat or cold.
That's true. And again, it's a country mile from the old convertibles. You don't have to worry about snow or any of those old problems. So check out the convertible if you're in the market for a convertible. Lots of good ones out there and lots of great car reviews straight ahead with Tom Appel. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Well, she's sitting curled up on my lap as we speak. Beautiful Bella's my long-haired dachshund. She was thrown out of a pickup truck going 30 miles an hour, and she disappeared into the woods with the wild animals, boars and coyotes. About 4 weeks later, she just appeared, and she was a mess. Her fur was matted. She scratched almost nonstop. My friend suggested that I order this stuff called Dinovite.
Dinovite .com.
859-428-1000.
She topples it up. She has been itch-free ever since, and her fur is gorgeous. Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a Dinovite diet for at least a 90-day period. They bond better with the people who take good care of them. They are going to be your buddy for a very, very long time.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it, and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Tom Appel is along for the ride, publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive, and For folks that aren't familiar with the daily drive, why don't we take a few moments here, Tom, for you to explain it to everybody about all the cool stuff that you and your team do.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Consumer Guide Automotive, we've been around since 1967, made the leap online way back in 1995. All of our new car and used car reviews live at consumerguide.com. If you want to read in-depth new car reviews, these are the cars we have through the office, or you want to just have some fun with old car stuff or what's going on in the news, check out our Daily Drive blog. That's cgdailydrive.com blog. That's where all that stuff happens. That's updated every single day. Also, for people who don't know, we publish an old car magazine you can find at bookstores, and that's called Collectible Automobile. That's out every other month. Award-winning, 96-page glossy, nice magazine. It's kind of the best-kept secret in the auto industry.
I would agree 100%, folks. Should check that one out. Let's talk about a vehicle from the brand Genesis. I have not had an opportunity to sample under the Genesis-badged product yet, but when I do get a chance, this is one that definitely would be of interest to me. This is the G80 Sport in all-wheel drive configuration, and that front three-quarter shot that you've got as the lead story photo really shows off a strikingly well-designed sedan. This looks like a looker from the angles that you took the shot, Tom.
Yeah, this is a good-looking car, and everyone at the office kind of liked it styling-wise. For people who don't know, Genesis new for 2017, and they've already got a 2018 model out, and this is it. This is the G80 Sport. The G80 is the smaller of the two sedans that Genesis currently sells, and the G80 originally came with a 3.8-liter V6 and a 5-liter V8. For 2018, they've added a turbocharged 3.3-liter V6 that slots in between those two as a Sport model. And this gets a smoke gray wheels, more aggressive body flares, but and all, more importantly, it gets some suspension tuning too, and some interior upgrades that are very sporty, including two-tone seats. And this is a very interesting car. It's not as aggressive as a as an AMG or an M model from BMW, but it's close. It's sporty, it's lively, and it's fun to drive. I like this a lot. Also for big guys, this is a very roomy car.
And in addition to being very roomy for big guys, that's a very roomy trunk. Taking a look at the shot that you've got in the story, and it looks like it can hold a lot of gear in there.
Yeah, this is a full size car. It's priced about, actually it's priced to compete with something like a BMW 5 Series, but it's sized more like an S Class. It's a big car. It's a very high value car. Our car came into, I think it was right around $58,000, which seems like a good deal for this much car.
Yeah, absolutely, a great deal for this much car. And you take a look at that list of standard equipment, and it is a country mile long. How well do you think the Genesis brand is being embraced by the public? Haven't seen a tremendous amount of them on the roads, but it's still very new.
Yeah, I don't know. I have not seen enough advertising to suggest to me that the word is getting out, but I don't think most people know what this car is. I think that most consumers, unfortunately, still think Genesis is a model in the Hyundai lineup and don't know that there's a new brand. And I think that's unfortunate because there's a lot going on here. And, of course, Hyundai hasn't fully committed to the brand yet either, in that there aren't standalone dealerships yet. They don't have that much product out yet. So for right now, the brand lives in with Hyundai products at Hyundai dealerships. So they've got their work ahead of them defining this brand.
Let's talk about a very familiar vehicle for folks. Certainly everybody knows about the Cadillac Escalade, but many folks will be surprised when we tell them about the 2017 variant of the Escalade. You guys had the opportunity to check out a four-wheel drive premium packaged vehicle, and I remember having one a year or so ago, and these vehicles are way up there price-wise. Let's check out the price on the one that you guys had the opportunity to check out. But certainly, people who love these vehicles absolutely do just that. They love them, but they can get pricey.
Yeah, it's amazing how we drove a short wheelbase, essentially a fully loaded loaded short wheelbase model, and it broke $90,000. And it is possible to get a long wheelbase model of this version of the Escalade over $100,000. And it, I think that's a stunning amount of money if you haven't been shopping in that class for a long time. But that is exactly where Toyota prices the Land Cruiser and the Lexus LX 570. So it is where the competition is. It does seem like a lot of money. And if you know that this is essentially based on the Chevrolet Tahoe, you think maybe it's expensive, but actually the Tahoe is really expensive too. So the actual jump is not that huge because in defense of the Escalade, which I actually really enjoy driving, it is unbelievably luxurious inside. It is a quiet, smooth-running vehicle with all sorts of power. And the Corvette-derived 6.2-liter V8 is a really great engine for this vehicle. It moves it out with authority.
It sure does. And matter of fact, you guys gave it a Best Buy for 2017. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is the Best Buy for our premium large SUV category, and that means that we think it's the best big SUV you can buy. And by best, we mean best dollar value, which seems amazing at these prices, and just best overall in terms of space and room and comfort. There's a lot of good going on here. There's all sorts of front seat room and rear seat room and all sorts of cargo space as well. In fact, the only place where these vehicles really let us down, and this is true of the Chevy Tahoe and Suburban too, is that the third row seating is not great for a vehicle of this size.
No, you're right. And considering that they're getting the kind of bucks that they are now for this vehicle, and it certainly has the space for improvement. It's not like this is a small package vehicle. I mean, they can pretty much do whatever they want. So I think they could do a better job with that third row. You're absolutely right, Tom.
Yeah, and part of the problem, too, is I don't think they committed fully to a power third row thing when they developed these back at the beginning of the generation. So they did it as a mid-cycle thing, and it came off a little bit awkward.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because when you're starting with a blank piece of paper and designing a brand new car, it's so much easier than doing the retrofitting halfway into the life cycle of a vehicle. Tom Appel is with us. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, and I'm fully aware of the fact, and you guys should be as well, listeners of this show are very much in tune with things in the automotive world, and for every new car that's sold, there are 3 to 4 pre-owned or used vehicles for sale. So if you or someone in your family is in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle and would like to run some vehicles by both Tom and myself, we've probably driven just about everything there is out there, give us a call at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Time for a quick break and then more test drives and fun with Tom Appel.
The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and the passenger seat is Tom Appel. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive. And be sure and check out the blog, which is called The Daily Drive. Just go to consumerguide.com, and you can click on it, and then you can look at some of these stories that we've been talking about with Tom so far on today's broadcast, and we'll continue to talk to him about, and again, if you guys are in the market for a new or used vehicle and would like to mount some different brands or models off myself and Tom, we'd love to help you out at 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's talk about the Ford Raptor. This is an interesting vehicle, and you guys had the opportunity to test drive the 2017 Raptor. The thing that amazes me, Tom, is, you know, when it comes to performance vehicles, you know, Ford really started this in, stop and think here, 1983 with the SVO Mustang. And then, of course, along the way, it switched from special vehicles operations to the SVTs. We saw the Lightning, the F-150 Lightning SVT. We saw a couple of different variants of that besides the Mustang, the Contour, and also the one other one that it's escaping me at the moment. I think it was the Focus. Yeah, the Focus had a MSVT variant for a while. But when you add up all these limited edition vehicles, you know, I mean, you'd think the runaway would be the Shelby GT 500s or GT350s, but you ask anybody at Ford who has been through all those years of first the SVO division, then the SVT division, and now which they call the performance car division, the best-selling one of all time is this Raptor, and this is the second generation.
Yeah, I think there's an accessibility to the Raptor. I think that everyone can appreciate what something that's really, really good off-road can do, whereas a lot of the high-performance track stuff might seem inaccessible to people, especially someone who's never been on a racetrack. And I can tell you that most of the SVT stuff I've had the opportunity to drive, incredibly well executed. And that's really the case with this Raptor. Earlier this year, the Midwest Automotive Media Association had their spring rally up in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, up at the Road America racetrack. And one of the things that Road America has is a fantastic off-road area for use by the media. I don't know if the public ever has access to it. But Ford made available one of the Raptors for us to take through that. And the Raptor isn't really designed for hardcore rock-pounding off-roading. It's more of a Baja-style truck. But it acquitted itself incredibly well. It was really, really capable off-road, and it was running with a Ram Power Wagon. And we just had the same vehicle, I think the very same vehicle, through the office, and it's amazing how refined this is on the street. It's just an incredibly complete package. It is capable off-road. It is refined in town. And then amazingly, it's not even that thirsty for what it is. It's powered by a version of the EcoBoost 3.5 liter V6, which is all sorts of strong, but we still averaged almost 15 miles per gallon, which is incredible given how much of this vehicle weighs and how fast it is.
Absolutely, and considering that Ford is ringing in this configuration 450 horsepower and 510 pound-feet of torque this V6, and that's better than the V8 of the first generation Raptor, the 6.2-liter V8, and certainly another thing not to be overlooked here with the Raptor is the transmission. This is a segment first 10-speed automatic transmission. There are a couple of cars out there with 10-speed automatics, but in a high-performance truck like that, like this Raptor, that 10-speed must come in quite handy.
Yeah, this is a cooperative engine. This is built in a joint venture between General Motors and Ford. It's going to be showing up in the Corvette soon and in Mustangs and Camaros, and I think in Silverados fairly soon as well. And this is an incredibly great transmission. It is decisive. It's always in the right gear. It's never sloppy. It makes downshifts of multiple gears very smoothly. I was very impressed. Most people didn't notice the transmission at all, which I think is the highest praise you can give a modern multi-speed transmission.
Absolutely. Let's talk about a little bit of a trip that your colleague Rick Cotta took in an exotic vehicle. I had one of these for a week a couple of years back. Unfortunately, it was one of those weeks before I was having my health issues that I was going on a press trip, so I didn't get a whole lot of seat time in the vehicle. But I remember coming away with a lot of different kind of mixed feelings about the Alfa Romeo 4C. It's a great looking vehicle. The interior, I remember, was quite, let's say, hastily put together. They get away with a lot of things that you would never see in a modern vehicle, wires hanging down, and certainly the ride was nothing to write home about, but I wish I had gotten my full week in the 4C. But Rick looks like he took this one for a long haul. Tell us a little bit about this travelogue story.
Yeah, one of the most important things you need to know about this story is that Rick Cotta, who's an outstanding automotive journalist, is not a big guy. He's probably about 5'8 or so, and is healthy and as thin as any guy should be for a guy his age. So he fits in the Alfa Romeo 4C. I think that's a really important disclaimer we have to put up front. But Rick chose to, instead of writing a regular road test of this vehicle, take it for the weekend and write about his journey. So Rick squeezed himself and his girlfriend Patty into the 4C and drove from Chicago up to Port Washington, Wisconsin for the weekend. So this proves a couple of things. One, that this Alpha actually has enough space, presuming someone's willing to hold things on their lap for a weekend a weekend trip, and that you can endure what is largely described as a punishing ride and very loud engine and exhaust note for the weekend. And you know, it's a delightful car to drive. It's absolutely a blast to drive, but it has its limitations. But Rick was able to get a weekend out of it and made it up to Wisconsin. Got a couple pictures here of Port Washington, Wisconsin, which apparently is fish obsessed. but yeah, I mean, he loves this car. This is exactly the kind of car that's right in Rick's wheelhouse, so he wrote about that. And Rick's a great writer. I would recommend anyone check out this story.
And Rick's vehicle had some options that they didn't have a couple of years ago, including an optional red leather interior and a higher-end sound system, the Alpine sound system, premium sounds, $900 system with a subwoofer and a CD player, which is always gets a thumbs up for me. I love the digital stuff, but I still love and have a lot of CDs, and it's nice that certain auto manufacturers haven't forgotten that quite yet. But I'm in the minority, I know that. Let's talk about some other cool things that you've been up to in recent times on the Consumer Guide Daily Drive, including an opportunity that you guys had to get behind the wheel of kind of the most luxury biased Lexus products. It's the ES, the latest rendition of the Lexus ES. This, for years, was based off the Camry, and in current configuration, I imagine it probably still is, but certainly they've come a long way, and for those who enjoy the more luxury side of Lexus rather than the performance side, the ES definitely hits the mark.
Yeah, the Lexus ES is a fascinating vehicle because Lexus has divided up that mid-size luxury sedan market between the GS, which is decidedly sporty, and the ES, which is decidedly cushy. And I say cushy in the pejorative, but it's not. It's actually an incredibly refined vehicle.
It really is. When we come back, more about the Lexus ES, and then we're going to talk to you about some other vehicles, including the Toyota Prius Prime. It's all straight ahead right here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Telling you all about the 2017 Lexus ES350, recently reviewed by Consumer Guide. Consumer Guide Automotive. Go to consumerguide.com. Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide, is with us. And as you were pointing out, Tom, they do something interesting, Lexus. They've got the performance variant in the GS in the midsize class, but for those who want something more traditionally luxury biased in front wheel drive configuration, they've got this very well done ES350. Tell us a little bit about your experience with the vehicle.
Yeah, I often call the Lexus ES the luxury car for people who don't care about cars. This is just a great car for anyone who has to travel on the highway or carry passengers around a lot. All sorts of front seat room, all sorts of rear seat room. Very nicely finished. Decent fuel economy with the V6. You can get a hybrid version. That's not what we tested here. But it's all about refinement, room and comfort, and ultimately just ease of use. Even the electronics aren't especially complicated. They're not forcing you into a lot of the stuff that a lot of other luxury car makers are doing lately with interfaces and then all sorts of high-tech electronic gear. But ultimately, I had the chance to drive the vehicle from Chicago to Chelsea, Michigan for a Chrysler event, and I just found it one of the greatest highway vehicles I'd ever driven. Once you're settled in on the highway, you just set the cruise control, and it's so quiet, and it rides so nicely. It's a perfect place. I was listening to some podcasts, catching up on the news. This is absolutely the perfect vehicle for people who travel a lot.
Yeah, very well said. And again, hats off to Consumer Guide for rating vehicles for big guys and tall guys. And this is one area in which the ES350 shines as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm an especially big guy, and this car is especially accommodating in that regard. All sorts of headroom, legroom, gut room. It's just a roomy, pleasant vehicle.
Damon Bell had an opportunity to get a quick spin in a 2018 Hyundai Elantra GT. Another wagon-esque looking vehicle that they don't dare call a wagon.
No, they really don't. And it looks something between a wagon and a hatchback. Kind of hot hatch, kind of wagon. Either way, Damon liked the vehicle a lot. This is Hyundai's answer to not really the Golf, because it's just a little bit more space in back than that. But if you think Golf, you can pretty much get a picture of what this vehicle looks like. But yeah, I think this is going to do well for them. This is based on the international version of the Hyundai product called the i30. That's sort of catching on in the U.S. now as well. We're calling it the GT. But I think this is going to make up a lot of sales in the Elantra lineup.
Yeah, most definitely. This is another interesting vehicle from Hyundai, another Elantra. It's the 2017 Elantra Value Edition. And you don't see that name thrown around so much by a manufacturer, but they're putting it out there. And is that what you end up getting here with the Hyundai Elantra Value Edition? How did you guys find this vehicle?
Yeah, this vehicle really impressed us just for its price. It came in around $22,000, and there's nothing there you really want other than what's already there. Looks good. You have alloy wheels, decent-looking exterior. It's not one of these cars that looks like you've compromised on price in any way. Nice cabin, nice drivetrain. Everything about it just seems really pleasant, and it's just a great, strong value. And I think if you're looking for a four-passenger commuter vehicle that you have to drive every day but doesn't feel like an economy car, this is a great way to go. And if you haven't shopped for cars in a long time, $22,000 is kind of a bargain these days, with the average car going for around $35,000.
So true. Yeah, hard to believe, but so very true.
It is hard to believe.
Recently, you put up an article with some great automotive advertising. You got to love the automotive advertising, especially from the past. There was so much more, in my opinion, thought and detail execution in these vehicle ads. I used to be a big sports person, so I always enjoy getting Sports Illustrated every week, and being a car guy as well, always enjoyed seeing the car ads. This model year Madness classic ad piece is from 1975, and what a great shot there of the first wide small car, the AMC Pacer. Now, there was a time, I mean, before all the medias of today, before the social media and you name it, that print was the dominant factor in traditional radio and traditional television, and it certainly shows in these ads, the way that they executed these ads. Very, very well done, Tom.
Oh, thanks. I love doing this. I love trying to collect these ads. And 75 is one of those great years for a couple of reasons, because there was just a slam of ads from AMC for the all-new Pacer and from Chrysler for the all-new Cordoba. And they couldn't be more different vehicles, but we've heard so much of them. And, of course, you had the support broadcast ads for the Cordoba with Ricardo Montalban, which were fantastic. And the AMC ads all talking about the wide body, small car, which I don't think is anything anyone ever thought they needed. But there it was, the new wide, small car. And both cars were really successful at first, too.
Wow, there's some great ones on here. When I was young, I very much liked the Triumph TR7, so this is a blast of my teenage past here. Triumph TR7, it's out to steal the American road, and of course, before it went away, there was a TR8 rendition, and I so remember that advertising scheme as a kid, the shape of things to come.
Yeah, I think if you were our age back then, those TV ads absolutely captured you, because those cars look so cool. And then the TR8, when it came out, it was VA powered. Like, how could this car get cooler? You know, we didn't really think about the fact that they were utterly unreliable. It wasn't really our problem.
And they weren't the greatest performance vehicles, certainly by today's standards, but boy, they were cool looking.
Yeah.
There's an ad for the 75 Pontiac Grand Prix, and interesting tagline here: if we could build only one car, this is it. This would be it. Wow.
I love that. It's such an odd car, because 75, by 75, at sort of an automotive crossroads. This is still a pretty big car, and it is just laden with chrome.
Absolutely. And as you pointed out, Chrysler with Ricardo Montalban behind the Chrysler Cordoba. I know I had an aunt and uncle that had one of these vehicles actually painted in that same gold color. And I had a friend actually in high school who ended up buying one of these used personal luxury car. I mean, it was meant to compete against the Thunderbird and the Monte Carlos and the Grand Prix, and had a lot of interesting features. But the Cordoba was definitely the it car for Chrysler for 1975.
Yeah, an interesting note about the Cordoba too, and this is one of those strange historical perspectives that are sort of hard to wrap your head around. Cordoba was actually the smallest Chrysler ever sold up until that point. Before that, they'd all been full-size vehicles.
Interesting. That is a really good point. And here's a really classic ad from BMW. Lots of folks, even today, look back at the BMW 2002 as being a really great vehicle. When you see it in the ad here that Tom's got up, it's the tagline in bold is the BMW 2002 is practical, roomy, and economical, but in spite of all that, it isn't boring. When you look at the vehicle by today's standard, look at the size of that steering wheel. It's got the gigantuan steering wheel and pretty small tires, but there's no doubt these cars were good drivers, never had a pleasure of driving a 2002, but I know there are certain people that just swear by them.
Yeah, I think that's actually the car that BMW built their reputation on. They didn't sell all that well. It was really the 3 Series that followed that really did sold in volume. But I think the people that love BMW spent time in 2002s back in the day.
That's true. And here's another brand that we don't have anymore. It was sold through Buick dealerships, and that was the Opel. This was an interesting lineup of vehicles and kind of an interesting ad that they've got here, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Opel. That's a long-forgotten brand, if there ever was one, in this country.
Yeah, and I don't know that anyone ever really latched on to it. And it's funny because the Opel GT was really an interesting, sporty little vehicle, and I knew people who loved them, who owned them. But the Ford/Mercury Capri that they were importing from Germany was wildly more popular, and I think that just caught on with people in terms of the small rear-drive performance coupe.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point, because that Opel GT was a looker.
Yeah.
And I can't believe it, but they're chasing us out the door for this hour of the program. Tom, thank you, my friend, for spending time with us, and we look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
Oh, always a pleasure, Bob. Thank you.
And everybody, check out ConsumerGuide.com and The Daily Drive. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for joining us for this hour of Auto World.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.